You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. The data are in, showing slightly more people signed up for unemployment benefits the week ending last Saturday. 870,000 more people, 1.7 million if you count the expanded pool of eligible people created to deal with pandemic layoffs. That's better than in the spring, but in any other year than this one, a number like that would have been seen as a disaster. Many a Thursday, we consult Diane Swonk in Chicago. She's the chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton. Hi there.
Good morning.
Been really hearing the sounds of a chorus here, haven't we?
We have. The Federal Reserve has come out and singing in sync with each other, pleading for Congress to do more because the Fed is reaching the limits of what it can do itself. It's running out of rabbits to pull out of hats. And the economy is still in a very deep hole of a recession, despite a bounce back that we saw in the initial months after the hit of COVID-19.
Interesting statement from one of the Fed presidents, Eric Rosengren, Boston Fed. He was suggesting that, you know, he thinks the economy is worse than the data reflect. I mean, what could that mean?
Well, what we're starting to see is some scarring take place in that the COVID recession is metastasizing into a more longer-lasting and traditional recession hitting more groups of people. Many people look at the COVID crisis as something we could just, like a natural disaster, snap back from and rebuild. And what we're starting to see now is scarring and much more broad-based losses hitting other parts of the population. Most notably, even college-educated workers are experiencing a worse situation today than they did during the Great Recession. The unemployment rate among the college-educated is at 5.4%. That's higher, almost a half percent higher than it ever hit during the Great Recession. And that's from 25 years old and up. It does not include all those new college graduates that just graduated into the COVID recession.
Diane Swonk at Grant Thornton, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.